Mr. Chair, so this motion begins with the first whereas, right?
There's only one whereas.
Are you asking about, is there any language about the NFC recommends
okay,
to the PMB?
Okay, as sent out, it says motion for Pacifica Management. Cut that, right? So the motion begins whereas.
I assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the last paragraph, Pacifica has a typo.
Make that into the stack.
Go ahead, James. Well, James, before you go, is this a procedural question or a wording question, a wordsmithing question? Because normally Beth would motivate the motion as the first thing.
You can motivate first.
Okay, thank you, James.
Actually, can I ask the question? You should include it in her motivation. It's just a question. Sure. It's not a word something right now. I just want to know whether this motion will have any impact on the sale of the KPFK building, or it's about some future building or asset that might be sold.
That's I will let the maker of the motion answer that and let her motivate it at the same time.
Yes, I would first want to clarify that the first few lines labeled motion for Pacifica Management, that's a long title. It's a title. I realize it's long. It's not a whereas. There's only one whereas and then two resolving clauses. And I'm requesting this because I think this is a minimum of what's necessary before we make any decision about irrevocable disposition of a capital asset. We need to know the overall health of the organization, what the dynamics are, what the I've heard the organization spoken of recently as verging on collapse. Which, given the fact that we have roughly $110 million in assets and only about $5 million in debt, it doesn't make sense to me that it's being spoken of in that regard. I mean, yes, we're struggling financially, but until we can put all of that in perspective, it doesn't make sense to me to move forward in any direction without having both these overarching perspectives of where we are now, where we stand right now, and where the intention is for this for any change to take us. Because without that, we're just still stuck in hand-to-mouth mode, and I can imagine that we'd end up right back in the same situation a year from now and looking at what else we can so I'm looking for, these are basic basic financial information
that
should be available.
Beth, we are out of time. I'm going to ask for an extension for a five. Is there any objection to extending for five more minutes on this? Hearing none, we'll go ahead. Beth, I want to remind you of James McFadden's question, which I hope you would answer in your motivation. Does this affect the sale of the KPFK building, or is it some other future disposition of a major asset, capital asset? And my question, which was, and I forgive me, I was distracted, is there any language in there about the NFC recommends to the PMB that they adopt the following motion?
First, the simpler question, there is no language like that, but I'm completely amenable to it. And if you care to offer that amendment, I would
like to ask our Paul to craft something like that because he's done it many times before and he's good at it. Our Paul, could you work on that?
Well, pardon me. It would just be the NFC recommends to the PNB that it adopt the following motion, whereas fully. So
correct.
You want that? Somebody want to make that the amendment?
Why don't we ask the maker of the motion if she would incorporate that into her motion so we don't have to go through a vote because we need to get on to our next
I'd gladly accept that suggestion, yes. And as to whether it will change anything about the sale of the KPFK building, I would say that would be up to people, that would be up to directors as they take into account this new information. This is the minimal information we should have to make any serious decision like this. I would hope people would take it into account. It may shed more light on our predicament than what we have now. So I think it remains to be seen. It could, it may not. More information is usually better than less information. And I think this is the minimal that we need at this point.
And now in order to move this along, I'm going to put myself on the stack very quickly to ask Stephanie. Stephanie, is this something that's doable? I would imagine that you might have a balance sheet, sort of an ongoing functioning balance sheet on your whiteboard that you could put out quickly. Is this something doable for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's assets also that are considered inside each of the buildings as well. So you're looking at physical, like building and tower assets, or are you looking at also assets of, look at equipment that is owned? That would take a little bit longer to do an inventory of physical equipment within each of the facilities.
I'm going to ask Beth to respond.
I would appreciate, maybe we can do it in a couple of stages. I'd appreciate a basic balance sheet of all the major assets initially, properties and signals and the most substantial capital assets. But I do think we need an inventory. I haven't, I've kind of asked around about what we might have had. I haven't found anything that rises to that level. So I would appreciate it if you provide the first by the December 7th and then the more extensive inventory as soon as possible after that. Thank you.
Chris to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I see a little bit of a problem with this in so far as we have a lot of undeclared assets within the organization. If we're talking about declaring those assets, that creates a lot of trouble for us. And I also know that Great Plains has an issue with generating balance sheets, particularly at any time other than year end. So there may be some issue with creating a formal sheet generated by Great Plains. I don't see any problem creating an informal balance sheet, which also has undeclared assets on it, if we want to just have that for viewing purposes and for purposes of strategizing our future. I think it would be a good thing, honestly. But making it more formal than that, I definitely see problems with that. I'll of course defer to Markeisha and Stephanie on this because they know that system way better than I do. But I've asked for this kind of information many times before, and that's how it was explained to me every time I have. So, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I heard Julie and who else?
Nick Fadden.
And Beth after that.
And Beth. And at some point I want to ask Stephanie if this is something she could just provide informally on a sooner basis. I'll put myself on the stack at the end for that. Go ahead, Julie.
My question is, are we interested in seeing something that's an informal balance sheet in the following sense? What we have as part of our you know, what the audits show is book value on our assets, right? And I think what we really are talking about here is not book value, but market value. In other words, what you could really sell something for, not, you know, kind of, you know, including depreciation formulas that are, you know, driven by, you know, arcane tax law. Oops, I'm sorry. Did I say arcane? I didn't mean to say that. Never mind. That was a little editorial. That might have slipped out. Sorry, people. But that's my question. You know, book value versus market value.
Shall I respond?
The question is for Beth. Yes, go ahead, Beth.
Market value sounds good to me. I'm interested in real world, the reality of it, more than just theoretical. But I do want to see a list of the assets. I want to know a good thorough overview of what all those major assets are.
We did get some appraisals, but we don't have them on all the signals. Stephanie, do you want to weigh in on this?
Are the major assets, are you looking at the three buildings that we own and all the towers? Because we have a valuations of those buildings in the loan documents that are of FJC and EIDL. We have had a commercial broker come and give us a breakdown of the cost, you know, potential sale price of the KPFK building. We had another commercial broker. I met them at the facility last Friday, and they will have something for me after the holiday with a value on that. We've had two of the towers, their valuation assessed, and the broker value of the KPFK property was put in the ED's report to the PMB on 11/17, and the signal valuation report for WBAI and KPFK has been in the ED's report for the PMB meeting for at least the last month.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing somebody, but not very well. Say it again. Somebody just said something. I couldn't make it out.
I heard Grace.
Was that you, Grace? All right, I'll make a note that maybe that was Grace, but we don't hear her now. Let's go to McFadden.
Oh, thank you. The PNB has voted to move forward on the sale of the KPFA building. And I know Beth was against that. And I have to say, this sounds like an attempt to slow down that process, which, you know, we're desperately need to have some kind of a cash cushion right now. And so I have to say, this motion really, you know, comes to me like, especially since she's said that it's going to affect that sale, as an attempt to slow down or prevent that sale. And, you know, it just looks like a roadblock or a stalling tactic. And by
back then, I lost him. Did everybody else?
Same.
Yeah, okay. I can hear.
Okay, I think we got the gist of his remarks. We really need to move on here. Beth, you were going to have one more bite at the apple.
Yes. I would be happy to
try to be
work
brief.
With
Thank
Steph-
you.
Thank you. I'd be happy to work with Stephanie about working out the details. As for stalling, I think this should have been provided before we were asked to make a decision like this in the first place. It's not an unreasonable request. This is a monumental decision for the organization. This is basic financial information. I know that it's been provided in pieces elsewhere. I would like it all in one document so that we have one, a good overview we can all consider together. And it may or may not cause people to reconsider. I can't know that before they've had, we've all had that information. We need this information anyway. Thank you.
This is McFadden. I was somehow cut off from the
Go ahead.
I don't know. Somebody hit the wrong button. I sure wasn't even touching my phone at the time.
It happens. I don't have any super button. But
okay. Anyway, I don't know how that happened. It seemed odd. I didn't know how much of my
We got it to the point where you were saying it just looked like a distraction or a delaying tactic, and then you popped off. Yeah, we got most of what you. I think we got your point, the gist of your point. But go ahead, conclude if you wish.
That's pretty much what I wanted to make sure that I got across. You know, I'm just saying, you know, this is water under the bridge. We're going to go forward, I think, with that sale because we just can't need that, and I don't see this as being helpful now. Collecting information, you know, is always helpful, you know, perhaps for the next asset that we have to deal with. But if this thing, you know, for me to have a vote on this, we would have to have to be in favor of it. It would have to have an exclusion for the KPFK building. So that's where I stand.
Good. Okay. And now I'm the last person here, and I'm going to call this question when I'm done. I wanted to ask Stephanie if she'd be willing to work with Beth on this informally, you know, without formulas, just get a general sense of a general balance sheet without being perfectionist about it and without, you know, doing a total inventory. Because, you know, again, I think Beth wants this to evaluate the sale. I think that part is correct. I don't want to describe her motivation, but she can speak for herself on that. Stephanie, would you be willing to work on this informally?
Yes, of course. Yeah, no problem.
I thought so. That does
and
not
I
mean
that
we keep going with the vote on this.
Right. Kim? And I also forwarded to you, James, a little while ago, the August financials. So I just send stuff out to the list so you have that.
Jim,
no
can
worry.
You
We're
hear
going
me?
To deal with that on another occasion. I'm sorry, who's asking?
This is Grace. Can you hear me? Can I ask Stephanie?
We can hear you. Yes, Grace. You got cut off earlier, we think.
Yeah. Okay. Stephanie just mentioned two figures that were in a prior PNB meeting. They were rough estimates. I believe the value of the KPFK building, the ballpark value, an estimate given by a real estate agent. Can you give us that figure so we don't have to hunt around the audio of the of PNB meetings? And the other figure was the value of the signal, I believe.
Yes. The first broker company, there were two companies that came. They were working together, and the value that they calculated the building, KPFK building, at is between $5 and $5.2 million. The second opinion, just through their walkthrough and, you know, the first look, but again, it may change. Their value was between $4.8 to $5.3 million. They'll have a report for me after the holidays. The signal valuations that were done, the market value of WBAI signal was between $51 to $68 million. And the market value.
Can you say that again, please?
Yes, 50. The market value of the WBAI signal is between $51 to $68 million.
Okay.
And the market value of KPFK is between their towers, their signal is between $17 to $34 million.
Thank you.
Grace, were you having trouble being heard before?
Yes.
Sorry about that. We thought we heard you, but then you were unresponsive.
Yeah, I had to. Whatever. It's fixed now. Thank you.
Okay. So we need to decide. We're out of time on this item. And so since we have a motion pending on the floor, I think we need to go to a vote. So, Paul, can you take the roll?
Should I read it as we have it so everybody understands what they're about to vote on exactly?
Of course.
Sure, Mr. Chair, I've got a question.
We're kind of in the middle of a vote, Susan.
Understood, but it's about the vote.
Go ahead.
Okay. You had suggested going forward on an informal basis. I think
that
that's
was between
a good
Stephanie
idea.
And.
Exactly.
Yes, that was just between Stephanie and Beth. That didn't have anything to do with the formalities of the motions. We
okay.
have a motion on the
well,
floor. We have to deal with it. But, I, you know, Stephanie already agreed to do that, and I hope they can both work on that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul. I apologize.
Okay. The motion is, the NFC recommends to the PNB that it adopt the following motion. Whereas a fully informed overview of Pacifica's current financial condition and a viable business plan are both necessary in advance of any consideration of irrevocable disposition of any significant Pacifica capital asset, therefore be it resolved that well in advance of further consideration of irrevocable illiquidation of any significant Pacifica capital asset for any reason, and no later than December 1st, 2022, Pacifica National Board meeting, Pacifica Management shall provide a complete current balance sheet of all Pacifica assets and liabilities. Be it further resolved that, at that time, Pacifica Management shall also propose an overall Pacifica business plan, proposing a path forward from Pacifica's current financial predicament into a viable future in service of Pacifica's enduring mission, for consideration by the Pacifica National Board in advance of any further consideration of irrevocable liquidation and disposition of proceeds from any significant Pacifica capital asset.
May I offer a correction? May I offer a correction that an earlier iteration did mention December 1st. Forgive me if that's what went out. With further discussion, December 7th was what I intended to put forward today because I don't.
And that's what you read. That's what you read initially earlier. Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So
understood.
The motion should read
so
December
7th.
December 7th. Okay.
Just our basic due diligence.
Okay, Paul, can you take the role?
Okay,
I just have to know, we didn't have any motion to postpone or anything, so we're just going to go ahead with this. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Pass.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. James McFadden.
No.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Pass.
James Sagerton.
I'm going to abstain as the chair. Go ahead.
Susan Young.
No.
Okay, going back. Chris Corey. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Julie Hewitt.
I figured you'd find me on the list. abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Sean Kelly McPherson.
No, killing me. But I think no.
That's a no. All right. 3-4, 3 against, 4 abstentions.
three against? I only counted two, and I may have made a mistake. Can you say who was against again?
Okay, the no's I have are James McFadden, Sean, against, against James McFadden, Sean Kelly McPherson, and Susan Young. Again, the count is 3-4, 3 against, 4 abstentions.
Got it. So the motion does not carry.
Mr. Chair? Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. No. I was just wondering. I had only counted 2, 3. Kamal voted 2. Okay, got it.
Okay. So that motion did not carry, and we have to move on. And it is now time for us to go to our executive session. We are quite late in doing so, actually, but hopefully we can do things quickly there. Fred, can you take us off the stream?